Copenhagen. The Prime Minister of Greenland has made it clear that the self-governing Arctic territory wants to remain part of Denmark, pushing back firmly against renewed pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump to bring the island under American control. Speaking in Copenhagen alongside Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, Greenland Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen said the territory was facing a serious geopolitical moment and would choose Denmark over the United States if forced to decide. His remarks came a day after Greenland's government publicly rejected Trump's takeover threats. The Greenlandic coalition government said there was no circumstance under which it would accept a transfer of sovereignty. It stressed that Greenland, as part of the Danish Commonwealth, is a member of NATO and that its defense must remain within the alliance framework. Trump has repeatedly insisted that the United States will take control of Greenland, warning it would happen in one form or another. His comments have triggered strong reactions across Europe and raised concerns within NATO, with allies warning that any attempt to seize the territory would severely damage relations between the US and Europe. Frederiksen said Denmark had been under intense and unacceptable pressure from its closest ally but would stand firm. She added that the situation had tested Denmark's resolve at a time of growing global instability. Diplomatic efforts are now underway to defuse tensions. On Wednesday, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are set to meet the foreign ministers of Denmark and Greenland at the White House. Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen said Copenhagen had requested the talks to bring the issue into direct dialogue and avoid further escalation. Public opinion in Greenland also appears firmly opposed to joining the United States. Aaja Chemnitz, a Greenlandic lawmaker in Denmark's parliament, said most of the island's 56,000 residents do not want to become U.S. citizens.